And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started for you right now. Michigan health officials are reminding residents to thoroughly wash fresh fruits and vegetables as causes of the parasitic illness cyclosporiasis continue to increase across the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has reported nearly 1,000 confirmed cases, with more than 36 people hospitalized. Investigators have not yet identified the source of the outbreak. Medical experts say the illness is caused by a parasite spread through food or water contaminated with human waste. Symptoms can take several days or even up to 2 weeks to appear, and often include watery diarrhea, cramping, bloating, and frequent bowel movements. Illness can last for weeks if left untreated. Doctors recommend washing fresh produce carefully, especially herbs and berries, and cooking foods to at least 158 degrees Fahrenheit when appropriate to help destroy the parasite. Anyone diagnosed with cyclosporiasis is encouraged to notify their local health department to assist with the ongoing investigation. And Raylee Nicole Jeffers appeared in court this week facing a felony charge of unauthorized access to computers. Jeffers waived her right to a preliminary examination, moving the case forward. The prosecution's extended a plea offer, which would allow Jeffers to plead guilty to the charge without habitual offender action in circuit court. While Jeffers remains under a general prohibition against internet use, Judge Ferris granted a specific exception. She's now permitted to use Zoom or Teams to communicate with her attorney and probation officer. The case is now bound over a circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for August 3rd at 9 a.m. And Jared Cash Butterfield is facing misdemeanor assault charges in Huron County. During his arraignment, Butterfield entered a not guilty plea to the charge of assault and battery against a fellow inmate on June 18th. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, which has not yet been posted. The court ordered strict no-contact conditions between Butterfield and the victim. While Michael Morawski represented Butterfield for this week's proceedings, the court is currently addressing a motion to withdraw from his appointed counsel, Jessica Risky. Prosecution must provide discovery and plea offers by July 30th, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 20th. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.